what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is back in the deals in the D.com studios with a live Facebook and hopefully a complete show for Monday. That's what you're here for. And you might need to start your week with some shock coffee. Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee, is a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine. No black eyes, though. Double the caffeine of your typical cup. Cold brew fan.
Are you?
Cold brew fan? That sounds like gay fucking shit. Cold brew fan. There's packs over 300 milligrams of caffeine. If you're up for it, you can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. And I'm seeing people sending in pictures of it on the shelves at Meijer and places. If you prefer to shop online, head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all the coffee products, including the killer merch.
Yeah.
And while you're there, use the promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel for the human machine. And again, deathwishcoffee.com/Drew and Drew 15.
Brandon, when I was talking to him on the phone on the way over here, gave me an unsolicited testimonial about how much he loves the coffee, too.
I finally got some this week and it came in the mail. I just got the K-Cups. And I'm telling you, you're right, Drew, when you say rocket fuel. That stuff has been keeping me going all weekend long. I love it.
I've always liked strong coffee, so yeah, I'm very happy.
They also have
a really, really cool sticker too.
Ooh, yeah, we have one on the post on the pole there.
Or yeah, pole. I like that they right there. Yeah, I like that they make no bones about the fact that they're just out to kick your ass.
Yeah, wake
and
you up.
Their copy reflects that. So,
Brandon, why did you need an ass kicking this weekend?
Just waking up. That's all. I mean, normally I'm not a big coffee guy because normally when I drink coffee, you know, I'm still a little groggy. That's why I drink all those Red Bulls. But I switched over this Death Wish coffee this past weekend. I was enjoying every day.
Did you get out of the house this weekend?
I went shopping. Yeah, I went grocery shopping.
Oh, all right.
A little
did
farther
you go,
north.
Did
I
you...
wore a mask for the first time.
You pussy.
The first time? That's the first time?
He hasn't been out.
Oh, he drops Kristen off. I forgot.
No, Drew, this was the first time that I actually went out since quarantine. Well, so yeah, I didn't know how I was going to feel wearing a mask. Cause
who did the grocery shopping before this? This weekend?
Shipped. Pussy.
We had shipped deliver groceries to us.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So this time I went and it was a little odd, but I find myself mouth breathing with those masks. I'm like... And because everything gets hot.
There was a story out of New Jersey. A guy had the mask on so long.
This guy.
He passed out. Unfortunately, he was driving his car at the time and crashed.
He passed out.
He had the mask on for 10 straight hours. He was wearing it in the car and passed out because he just, I don't know, I guess you're not supposed to wear a mask for 10 hours. It was an N95 one, too.
I feel like putting a mask
waste
on
of a
for
mask.
10 hours to see if I pass out. I don't think I would.
I'd put an N95 one on. Start the clock. Let's see what happens.
Do we need to wear them while we drive?
No.
No.
Unless you've got, you know, COVID-19
Uber.
People in your car.
Yeah, sneezing and coughing all over the place consistently.
Golf courses are jammed. I see.
Yeah, I drove by Rackham on the way here. Totally jammed. And I was talking to Brandon when this happened. There were two cops sitting in front of the entrance of it with their lights on. I don't know if that's just coincidence. They had pulled someone over. But the Huntington Woods police were there with their lights on. I don't know what was going on.
Freeze!
Of course, I had to loop around and gawk to see if I could figure anything out, which I found nothing out. So it's kind of pointless.
Well, it didn't look too bad. They had some video in the news, and it looked like people were doing a fairly decent job of spreading out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people have their moments, but nothing like the... Somebody took a video of a house party in Chicago.
I saw that.
1,000 people. Just jammed. Just jammed in this one room. And this is what makes me crazy is that, you know, we're all sitting home doing nothing, not hanging around anyone to make this thing disappear. And we can't possibly do that. There's too many people running around. And I also, and, you know, taking no caution whatsoever, I got an email from somebody else who's working in Chicago now. And he said, you know, I was sitting at a red light. I sat through three green lights because traffic was so heavy on, I think it was Friday.
Really?
And he said, you go and he said, the stores, the, you know, the Myers and the 7-Eleven, he said, they're packed with people.
What's everyone freaking out about? Sounds like it's back to
normal.
Well,
no, I mean, there's people who are, no, they're not. They're not back to normal at all. But if you're sitting at home and you're doing what you're told and then you have to realize that there's a lot of people just ignoring it, keeping the numbers up. That's pretty damn frustrating.
Well, but I don't think they're all keeping the numbers up. I mean, the vast majority are staying home.
Yeah, the vast majority are, but...
kind of like Sweden.
Well, Sweden's a little different. By the way, Sweden...
Well, the vast majority is staying home.
Well, they work at home, a lot of people in Sweden. But they're about to... They said something to do with warmer weather that they're going to... be a little more strict because more people are out and about. Mm-hmm. Now, their restaurants and cafes have been open the entire time. And Sweden, by the way...
With rules, but yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ocean.
I'm kind of fascinated with the media lately. There's a lot of stories that really intrigue me, and this is one of them. About 3 weeks ago, Sweden... Oh, look what Sweden's doing. It's different. And then about a week later, it was like, oh, my God, Sweden is just... It's over! You know, people are dying left and right. They're dropping like flies. And then it was like, no, they're not dropping like flies, but they're dying at a similar pace to Michigan's the same size as Sweden. Mm-hmm. Actually, Sweden has less deaths than Michigan, but they have more deaths than
faster pace
some
than
of their
surrounding
neighbors.
Yeah.
But the number, it's not that significant. So anyway, the media was just like, you couldn't read anything positive about it, and now it sounds like. People are some of the scientific community is suggesting that, hey, they might be better prepared for the second wave of this because they probably have a lot of people with immunity.
Sure.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that causes more deaths, but they could also handle sick
but
people better.
Their deaths are not that significantly more.
Really? Than their neighbors?
Well, they're neighbors, but compared to, places of similar size.
Okay.
I mean, if you have to get down to zero deaths per thousand, then, nobody's going
to
win.
You don't have to get down to zero deaths per thousand.
The difference between Sweden and, who'd they have? They had the UK. The UK, France, and Sweden are almost identical. And Belgium and some of their neighbors are
South
lower.
South Africa and Iraq, everywhere such as.
But the number isn't that much. It's not that much different. It's really not a big deal. So anyway, I just thought they really got slammed by the media about maybe 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago. It was like, oh, Sweden thinks they're so smart. Well, look at this. And I don't see it.
That's been one of the most frustrating things for me during quarantine is how you kind of take in all of your news and mm-hmm. it's all these extremes and people are really mad at one moment than another. And just a case in point, and I'm sure we'll get into this later in the show, but this whole Kim Jong-un debacle, all weekend long, he's dead. He's not dead. He's dead. These are all these reputable places, and there's TMZ saying he's dead. And then Japan says one thing. So,
Japanese
can figure
media
out what to say nowadays.
What Japanese media, obviously something's terribly wrong with Kim Jong-un.
No, I think this is a genius move. I think he's doing a Rasputin-type move where he's pretending he's about to die. Because don't they have a big, another one of them? They have a parade like every week there with those great card flippers. So maybe he's just pretending so he can just rise from the dead like Jesus.
Well, what kind of a country is it where people determine you're sick
theory?
Because you missed a parade? What the fuck? I mean, what kind of madness?
A hermit kingdom, and one that doesn't participate with the world.
And by the way, it's not like this guy was in great shape. I mean, he was a fat fuck. He smoked like a chimney. And
cool build.
Apparently, he didn't eat very well either. He had a rockin' haircut.
Oh, no!
Loved to drink.
Yeah, he liked to drink.
Loved to drink.
His favorite actor was...
Eric Bowie.
Is that true?
His favorite pastime, he likes shooting those missiles.
He likes rockets.
And then whenever people ask him about the rockets, he's just like...
I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay?
But ultimately, I think that he just went away for a couple days because there are reports that his train... was sighted, his private train, at his summer home. So maybe he just needed some time to reflect.
I'm so
So lonely. Oh, this movie is so outstanding.
Now he's dead.
You think he's dead?
Right? I think that, I honestly think that they're saying he had a botched heart surgery. I think he died, or he at least is in a vegetative state, and they're like, oh my God, we got to bring him back to life now. And so they're trying to find people from China. A body double.
Maybe they're training his body doubles to take over it, the job.
There's nobody with a body like that.
He's got to have body doubles.
No.
Oh, come on. He's probably been force feeding somebody that kind of looks like him to get him to the right size.
And of course, the media jumps like all over his evil sister who's going to be taking over now.
Well, it's got to be somebody evil.
As if we know anything about her.
And if they aren't evil, we'll declare them evil in no time. Yeah. And they will be evil. You need some opponents, don't you, out there?
Now he doesn't, because he kills all the all his opponents. I mean, he has no family members left because he killed them all.
Yeah, he's
What if Rodman starts nailing the sister and becomes the first man of North Korea? I mean, he pretty much already is.
I just want Robin to disappear. Every time I see him, he's crying. I can't bear with him crying. It's too embarrassing for me.
I don't care. I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight.
I know. That's like the one thing that's been getting me through through the day, Brandon, is I'm waiting for part three and four of the Jordan show or whatever. I don't even know what it's called for
The Final Days.
The Last Dance.
Are you
last
eating?
Dance. Final Days.
Brandon, are you having dinner already?
Yeah.
By the way,
I saw a fork pop up out of your green screen.
206 people on Facebook Live. I just give up. I don't even want to go on Facebook Live anymore.
It's a Sunday, though.
I know.
It's the weekend.
I don't even want to go on anymore. I thought we were building something.
There was no, we
if
were.
People don't want to be built, then forget it.
We got to tease it better. We got to let them know when we're starting.
We have to go to that much trouble. It's not worth it. People should want to watch Facebook Live. If they don't want to, then that's fine. They should download. I mean, I feel like we're hurting our downloads now by we're focusing too much on this, and nobody comes to the watch parties anymore.
Hey, everybody, can you please share it so we can lift Drew's spirits a little bit? Get more people on here so Drew's
I think I really had the crazy idea that we were going to become a bigger rash with Facebook Live during COVID.
You sound like a goddamn...
Because people, you play the whole thing, I don't care.
Listen to me.
By the way, the Beatles' Drop Barrage was really good the other day. I listened to it afterwards.
During what? I don't even remember.
I was talking about Yellow Submarine, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Which was awesome.
You had a sing-along? You watched it?
I sang along.
Cool.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that must have been fun.
That is one trippy
it's
movie.
It's too boring.
It's like Monty Python.
I'm so bored.
Before Monty Python. It's awesome. They had this German animator who just did a killer job. He's kind of an avant-garde.
Well, when I think of animators, boring. I think of Germany is the place to get the best animators.
Oh, suck it.
Well, I'm just saying.
God damn it. And, I put out a tweet before and I said, hey, this Yellow Submarine thing, 20 minutes, just saying.
Nobody cares.
I don't always talk about the Beatles. I'm just pointing this out. And, of course, I asked for, no drops or shitty comments. It's just for Beatles to blow them. Of course, just memes galore, slams left and right. Oh, it's all you care about. Movie sucks. Whatever.
Everybody's
still awake?
I didn't even know that existed.
My favorite thing in the whole world, I have to hide from it. Jesus.
Well, that guy sounded like he was into it. He just didn't know about it. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Why can't I find the one I want?
Is that drop even saved?
This is the one I wanted.
I told you. I find them boring.
No, you know what, Brandon? I emailed them to you, but I don't think you have this gem yet.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. She quickly followed it up with,
I missed out, man.
Those are great.
Isn't he?
No, I've never even been up there.
That is not Trent Boulton. He is a totally new guy.
I've never even been up there.
There's some great drops from the movie The Apostle.
Circus of Books?
Oh, The Apostle.
Yeah, I was watching it last night. I fell asleep watching it. Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that existed.
All the Jesus chanting is fantastic. And I know I'm going to bump into some more, but Robert Duvall is just so good in that movie. Oh, my
God. I'm a weirdo and kind of a pervert, I guess. It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
How does he do that?
I love it.
With his voice.
Oh, my God. The vocal fry is fabulous there. It's textbook vocal fry.
I didn't even know that existed. It was always my dream.
Highlight, though.
In a porn store.
Fucking highlight, though.
You have to try to talk like that, don't you? I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah. That is not a normal affectation. That's. Listen to the way he says porn store.
In a porn store.
I wish I'd never met him.
I also got this gem from the Circus of Books documentary. Star.
Hand Jobs magazine just stopped publishing.
How could they stop publishing Hand Job magazine? Rude,
directed by Carl Stanion.
Watching any good movies this weekend, Drew?
It's called Nude and Rude, directed by Carl Stanion.
Who the fuck is Carl Stanion?
Carl Stanion is one of the outstanding directors.
Yo, everyone
directors.
Jerked off again this weekend, right?
Carl Stanion.
I didn't even know that existed.
He's at the epicenter of the gay porn movement.
I was actually upset watching that documentary because there was music under most of what that guy said. So some stuff wasn't usable, but then some of them I'm like, we got to have these.
That is so disappointing.
Oh. There's got to be some way to get this F&B out of my life.
So basically because of all the music in it.
I missed out, man.
Oh, what a shame. Well. Kim Jong-un, okay, yeah, golfing, yeah. Right. Yellow Submarine, Post Malone.
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Rockin' Nirvana, it was pretty good. Travis Barker on drums, man, he was smoking.
That's what I expected all those live concerts to be, like the full band playing together multiple songs. It was honestly...
I don't care if there's a few mistakes.
No, and you want to see four musicians jamming together. Of course, I love Nirvana, so that doesn't hurt. But
I'm not going to lie, it kind of felt like a concert to me, more so than anything else, because they were together. They're in the same room, but they're all separated. They have different cameras. And Post Malone, Travis Barker, a guitar player who also can play violin.
That was the bass player,
and a guitar player. They're just shredding through the Nirvana songs and not necessarily just going hit after hit after hit. They're hitting some of the deeper ones. And... you know, some people didn't like the audio, the vocals, but I thought it was really good. And they were getting drunk. I was in my garage getting drunk. It felt good.
It was great. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing. It was really good.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to replace Kurt Cobain. I mean, no person is going to perfectly do it, but he did a nice job.
I feel like he doesn't get his due as a, well, number one, as a guitar player, but especially as a lyricist.
Give him his due.
Yeah, I don't know enough of his music to say.
I think he's a great lyricist. Brandon and I were talking about Lounge Act and Drain You, and how that was written about his girlfriend at the time breaking up, and some of the lyrics in there are so good. And then she was in a band too, Bikini Kill. I don't know. I just think he's a good lyricist. I know. I knew I was going down bloop territory as I started.
I know, it's really rough.
I didn't even know that existed.
When you know you're walking into bloops, it kind of you have to just hurry up and get it out.
That's kind of what I did.
I try to pour three bloops into one, only get hit with one by saying a lot of stuff really fast.
I could tell you were both very disinterested as soon as I started, too.
Well, I just don't know enough about... I mean, I like him. He seems like a good guy.
I told you! Plays, I find him boring!
I'm hitting myself with the same Beatles drops.
Plays a couple instruments.
So Post Malone's got to put out a rock album now that'll probably bomb because no one wants to buy it.
All the comments were saying the same thing.
That was really good. Well, Brandon, you said some of the girls were commenting on there, younger girls.
I read some comments. I was following along as some girls were like, what are these songs? And play your normal stuff.
What are these songs?
So funny. Come on, Post Malone. I don't even know these songs.
It's play the nude hits. And rude.
Play the hits, Post Malone. That's how you do it.
I missed out, man.
He sounds almost straight there.
I can't get
almost.
I can't get it over that guy.
I've never even been up there. So I wish I'd never met him.
I got an email from Katie Harp today who pointed out it was the 1-year anniversary since Maz ghosted her when she was trying to buy a car.
Oh, yeah.
And he just didn't want to sell her car. Yeah. It was just too much trouble. He was overwhelmed with, I don't know what, probably the NFL draft. He was busy with the draft.
Sure.
Couldn't sell her car. So she wrote me that because, well, it was 1-year anniversary. And also she was aware how brutally I was
mother
ghosted.
Mother effer hard.
Because Friday, not one word from Maz. Not a text, nothing.
No. I'm really surprised by that.
I thought we were going to talk about the draft.
He didn't want you on to talk about the draft. You didn't make his draft cut.
I did hours of homework.
Who did make his
draft? That's bullshit.
You know, that's a great question.
I'm already looking it up. just wanted to see who it was.
And, of course, people seem excited about the Lions draft, which it's funny to me because, first of all, you never know the data. You never know. You just don't.
That's horseshit.
And also, they may not even play this year, so I don't. I just can't quite get myself that pumped. Although I watched some of the draft.
You probably watched more than I did.
Okuda, it just seemed like such a boring pick to me. I guess he's a great player. So
damn it.
I mean, they replaced the guy they let go.
97-1 was not happy about that pick. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. You know, I guess Tua's health ended up making that. They couldn't really get much more for the pick. People weren't worried about him going early.
Damn it.
Well, we have Patricia and Quinn. They need to win now. End of story.
Right. I know.
I'm utterly amazed at how they talk about the same thing. Like what I just said, they can make that into 5 hours. I don't know how.
I don't either.
That's why they're still in the air.
Michigan had a lot of guys drafted. 10 guys, I think.
Yeah, but Shea Patterson still has not signed as an undrafted free agent anywhere, and Lewerke has.
You know, the Michigan hype department, and I put the cult in the hype department too. I couldn't get over it when this season came around. I was like, wait, I thought Shea Patterson could play 1 year and get drafted. Michigan! Because when he came here, everybody said, oh, he's the best. He's number one in his class. Have a great year. Michigan go to the
That's championship. Your fault for listening
he'll get drafted. No, I didn't believe it because I'd never heard of him. I mean, I just figured I would.
It's the quarterback, the good looking fucking piece of shit who sucks.
I figured I would have heard his name a little bit more. But then this year, he has another season. He didn't play terribly great or terribly bad, and not drafted at all.
Not drafted. I haven't seen him sign anywhere. I don't know. I hope
he'll probably sign.
I hope he has another job in mind.
It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
Okay, I'll go that route.
It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
Did you see your favorite Peoples Jones drop again? Peoples Jones. He got drafted. So he left
sixth
early.
Round. Sixth
left
round.
Early to go. Sixth round to the Browns.
The Browns?
Cleveland Browns.
Do they need a receiver?
I got Landry and Odell Beckham Jr.
So have fun with that.
I didn't, you know, that was another hype thing, though, but it seemed like it was more than the cult hyping people's jump. He's so fast. Oh, he can jump so high. It's like, we've watched him for 3 years. He really didn't do much.
He also dropped the ball a lot.
Well, he had a bunch of drops.
Not doing much. I don't really think it's his fault.
But you know, I got to tell you something, and some of this is from personal experience. When scouts start drooling over people, it's because they have certain skills like speed.
Yeah.
And what amazes me is how much people can ignore performance. But I can't ignore 3 years. He played a lot. He played a bunch of games. And, you know,
girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Yeah, but look at DeAndre Swift, right? The Lions running back pick.
Uh-huh.
Barely played, but
he had 2,800 yards.
Sure, I know, but he didn't have that many carries, so it's just
he averaged 6 yards a carry.
I'm just saying a lot more can go into a guy.
I think he did a little better than Peoples Jones.
Well, I'm not. That's not the debate. I'm just saying a lot of times because people were mad about Jake not getting J.K. Dobbins or Jonathan Taylor.
J.K. Dobbins.
That's all we see around here, and they carry the ball 400, 500 times.
And I love those two guys. And honestly, that was the first thing I thought was, I wonder how he'll do compared to those two guys. Because I have no idea. I don't know. This guy may rush for 3,000 yards whenever they play again.
That's the other part, yeah.
My favorite parts of the draft, though, were Jerry Jeudy, who has the 14-year-old tweet storm that's brought up as soon as he's drafted. Who is the tattletale prick?
I don't know.
Just ready on the draw to tell on him as soon as he was drafted.
It says that you can just see him sitting there with his finger on the mouse clicker.
What an asshole. Mm-hmm. I'll just ruin the greatest moment of his life with some tweets 7 years ago when he was a 14-year-old idiot.
Do you think anybody cares, though? I mean, it's a distraction.
Really.
He's going to have to answer.
But I looked it up. It's all over over the web. And then the Pats kicker, Justin Rohrwasser, he got ratted out because he has a three percenters.
A couple of tats, too.
And he thought he was advocating for gun rights, but apparently that's been appropriated by some white supremacists and nationalists and whatnot. And so this guy was really put on his back. I should have done more research before I put it on my body. It's like, nobody spends any time on deciding what to tattoo, do they? Don't they just go get them?
Can you believe that? Do you believe that, though? Do you believe he really didn't research it? I mean, I don't know what his motives is, but that seems, doesn't it seem more likely that he knew what it was when he's putting it on his body?
I couldn't say.
I mean, I don't care. Know.
He also has Don't Tread on Me. No. He has Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, and he has Dave Matthews Band. I think people should be criticizing the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, that's the worst of the four. Yeah. What is it, the fairy dancer thing that he has? Stupid fairy dancer.
Maybe he's got, what's his name, in Full Jerk? Yeah, some
Boyd,
guy's head.
Boyd Tinsley.
Yeah, Boyd. But I don't know when he got the tattoo. Did he say he got it 5 years ago or something?
I guess, yeah. What? I don't even know what it means. Well, what does it mean?
Isn't it just a terrible idea for 17-year-olds to get tattoos? Isn't it just a bad idea?
Especially if they're not going to research the meaning behind it.
How many 17-year-olds are really going to work that hard?
Very underrated moment in Too Hot to Handle when they're meeting everybody. And I think it's the hot one. Francesca shows up. And, you know, they're all enamored with each other's tattoos.
Yeah.
And so the one guy's like looking.
I was fascinated by that.
The tattoo right on her strap on her back. And he's like, oh, what language is that? And she goes, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
And, you know, it was funny, too. Like, oh, yeah, I love tattoos. I think tattoos are hot. It's like, as far as I can tell, it doesn't matter what is tattooed. As long as you put a number of green blobs on your body, people dig it. But this guy, he just got slammed. He said he'd cover it up, by the way, but I saw Jemele Hill tweeted, Pat Kicker's white supremacist. Oops, my bad. He tends to like white supremacist things. So she's just basically called him out 100%. And a few others did as well. I mean, why?
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
He's had the tattoo for years. Sure. No. Why is it suddenly the biggest deal ever?
Because he played at Marshall. I don't think anybody paid attention to him. Nobody. Had you ever heard of him? Have you heard of him before?
No, I've never heard of him.
That's why. Because nobody ever heard of the guy.
So the first thing I know about him is that he's a white supremacist. Or he likes white supremacist things, as Jemele Hill says.
And he's got a Dave Matthews Band tattoo.
I'm not a racist.
Anyway.
How far should I kill?
Did you guys like the Lions?
Stupid.
Where are we?
Did you like the Lions draft?
Sure. It was great.
Brandon?
I mean, who knows? I mean, if you go to any draft on Wikipedia and look through the first round, it's like, oh yeah, I bet you every pick was a great pick when they were. You don't know.
I love it when people get mad about fourth or fifth round picks.
I know.
I'll tell you what though, I enjoyed the whole actual presentation of it. I actually thought it was better than doing a live one.
Did you see Cliff Kingsbury's crib?
No.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, really?
Are there tons of mirrors?
Probably. No. I didn't see
really?
Any, though.
I expected him to have tons of mirrors.
Oh, he had a beautiful, beautiful place. And by the way, Patricia and Quinn, what's with the brats around?
Yeah.
Put the brats to bed for the draft. They don't belong there. Isn't that a distraction?
Everybody,
I mean, everyone did it.
If they won 13 games last year, fine. But when you're 9-22, I would not have kids around during the draft.
I know. Shouldn't he be like staring intently at a computer
whole
time?
Even if he's not.
Even if he's just watching Pornhub.
Absolutely.
I'm really into this.
That's how I felt.
He also was wearing Lions gear, which upset some people.
No.
Well, it shows he didn't give a shit.
On the NFL topic, Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari are getting divorced.
What?
Yes.
They are?
I know. Isn't that sad?
I'm shocked having watched some of that reality show where he totally ignored her.
You know, she was so unlikable.
Oh, I know.
On that TV show.
He was very likable.
And they were implying that she's got this big empire now.
Yeah.
And then I read somewhere else that she's trying to have this big empire, but she really doesn't. It's really about...
Hard to believe your marriage isn't working out.
She has a reality show, which doesn't do very well, and she has a fashion line.
Really?
And isn't she in her 30s now?
God, I don't... She must be.
It's got to be like 12, 13 years old.
She might be older than that.
How's Steven doing?
Justin Bobby.
Steven.
Justin Bobby.
He's from the hills. Oh, look at the beach. I'll see Steven.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Elsie has her fashion up higher.
Yeah.
Elsie.
Oh, who else besides Elsie? Oh, who's the baseball player in the opening credits? He's swinging a baseball.
Oh,
Jason. Jason, who had the drinking problem.
They're all the worst people, aren't they?
I mean, he's sober now, though, and he tries to help other people.
I want to know who that casting director was. No, better have gotten.
I think he should be given a raise now. He was really good.
I hope he did all those shows. What were the hills?
Where's Stephen?
The hills.
Stephen had some
activities. I've never even been up there.
Stephen.
Chicks loved Stephen.
Yeah, they loved them all.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What about, who's the guy that had, there was a the guy in the fashion industry. Wait, what was his name?
I don't know. Let me look it up. By the way, I couldn't get your answer to who was Maz's guest because that website's not working.
Oh.
Okay. So maybe he didn't do a show.
And probably
Would you feel better if he didn't do a show?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So let me mention our friends at Zot. The Zot dealerships, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota. Once again, helping you purchase a new and pre-loved vehicle. Either way. Working within the governor's orders, the dealerships are open. They can do it over the phone. They'll deliver it safely. Social distancing kept in mind. And, of course, they've got the four dealership parts, service, and body shops open, offering full valet pickup and delivery service.
Great deals, too, at Zot Ford, as I got this in the mail with all these.
Oh, wow.
Look at all those special deals.
Hmm.
Explorer, Edge, okay, Expedition Ranger, basically 3 months deferred, 3 months paid. I mean, unless this is just for me and nobody else can
get these
deals. I don't
think so. I'm surprised I didn't get one.
So 6 months relief. Well,
why didn't I get one of those?
I don't know.
Service department, sales department, both open, both doing business. They are delivering new vehicles to people, probably F-150s. And I saw.
Yeah, so you don't have to go all the way up to Hollywood.
I've never even been up there.
The Ford people are using a skeleton crew to prep the factories, by the way. So they're obviously getting ready to go back.
The UAW is fighting it, though.
From our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com. And if you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam. Yeah, probably Jay Cutler should be talking to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
The American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced, hopefully without losing your kids or your house. So that's why you need people like Adam. And during this pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line may need to get divorced, too. Sad as that is. Call Adam. 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. Okay. So, this morning I was going through all the usual stuff. And a couple people had sent me this doctor from, I don't know, is it Texas or San Antonio maybe? Gives this long rap, and I watched a little bit of it yesterday, so it wasn't really new to me. And then a lot of people were raving about Dr. Cass on Bill Maher.
I saw him.
And there were a lot of things that intrigued me about this. You know, the same things I was talking about earlier about the just the way the media works and how certain things become pounded and pounded and pounded, and other things just don't really get anything. And what Bill Maher seemed most upset about, and I kind of agreed with him, was that Dr. David Cass, who has an alternate theory on what we should be doing, he can only get an interview on Fox News, and he's not a Fox News person.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I mean, isn't that kind of crazy? Are we so down on alternative opinions that we just squash them at a time like this? It kind of seems like we do.
Maybe.
Anyway, he talks about, he's from the Einstein College of Medicine. He's, you know, he's actually wrote the op-ed in the New York Times. He got a lot of people talking about, is the cure worse than the disease? Anyway, he talks to Maher at length about, flattening the curve and how if you flatten the curve and then you reopen.
What drove me nuts about that though, because you're talking about delaying deaths.
Yeah, about changing the death date.
But what drove me nuts about that, and he finally mentioned it maybe, I don't know, more than halfway in, well after that, the point is that the hospitals have to be able to care for the people that need it and aren't overwhelmed. That's the point of flattening the curve. If you get sick and the hospital can take care of you and recover you, then that's not delaying a death as opposed to a hospital being overrun to where they can't take care of you.
Well, you know, the way I see it, I think that's a completely separate issue. It's as important as anything. But to think that we have to shut the economy down and we have to keep it shut down because we can't test people, we can't seem to quarantine the right people, and we can't handle the action in the hospitals, that's the part that concerns me. And I don't really have to be concerned. I sit at home. I work at home. I'm one of the people that should be less compromised. I mean, should be, I guess, should not be out and about as much.
Can they illuminate the fact that where are all these deaths? Where are they? I mean, they're finally coming, but why so late?
That was what he was saying, was that, you know, we have to live with what exists now. We can't just quarantine healthy people until everything is perfect.
But don't you think that's where we're going? Isn't that where we're all going?
Where? Are
we getting to the point of opening it up more?
Yeah.
Being on May 15th or June 1st. I mean, right. I don't think that's an argument. I mean, everybody wants – that's what's driving me nuts about this. Nobody wants the economy closed.
But you know what?
Nobody wants a bunch of people to die either.
There's been very little conversation about it, though. And there's just been one view, and it doesn't take into account the suffering. And this is another point he made, was that liberals typically are concerned about people losing jobs and suffering health-wise and in other ways because of a bad economy. And they're talking about 1930s recession, like unemployment numbers, which is a monster number.
I know, but this, well,
I don't know, but
this is a different situation than then, too.
Yeah, it is a different situation, but people will be unemployed.
Of course. And businesses will fail.
And you know what Marr talked about that I cannot seem to find anyone talking about? He was talking to Nancy Pelosi. And again, this is not my world. I'm not a far left person, but Bill Maher talking to Nancy Pelosi still interests me.
She was awful.
To think of the people at the top of our government and how well they do in this sort of, it's just kind of scary.
About getting reelected.
But
winning.
Maher was asking her about, how do you just keep writing all these checks? You can just keep writing, check after check after check. The deficit doesn't matter. And that's what I keep saying is,
that's how the Fed works.
Do we pay for this? I mean, it seems to me, and the answer seems to be, we don't have any choice right now. This is what we have to do. So I'm looking forward to the answer to that question, though. I don't think I'm going to the answer.
I'll find it for you. I got to listen to a podcast all about it.
But
I'm serious.
I missed out, man.
Anyway, Dr. Cass, it bothered me that he can't seem to get on. There seems to be this groupthink in the media now that we only do this a certain way. We don't talk about the shitty implications of staying at home. We just scare the shit out of pretty healthy people, because there's a lot of people that really don't need to worry about this, but they are.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, people in their 20s and 30s and 40s who are healthy,
wait a sec. They need to worry about it if they can still spread it.
No, they don't have to worry about dying.
Oh.
People's main concern is, I'm going to die. I think that's probably the number one survival instinct. And small children don't die of COVID-19 either.
Sure.
I
hope school goes back in the fall.
I'm sure people are worried about giving it to small children. That's why Sweden has
COVID-19.
That's why, yeah.
Kids who are eighth grade are in school.
And below, yeah, elementary.
So anyway, I thought Cass gave a great speech. He talked about chronic health situations, which are now acute, because, you know, people who are younger and they're living healthy, they're probably doing fine. But older people who have hypertension or, you know, have some of these issues, it's a much bigger factor. They need to be protected more. And honestly, that's where we've probably done a real shit job, is protecting those people, because the nursing homes are terrible. Mm-hmm. The retirement homes are terrible. And Sweden, I actually read about the health department basically takes over the government in a situation like this.
Yeah.
The health department makes all the statements, comments, whatever. They make the decisions. And they said their biggest failure was the senior citizens, who are the bulk of their 2,000
people
deaths.
People are dying.
Well, that's 2,100 deaths. Maybe 1,000 of them are people from nursing homes.
Sure.
And places like that. So anyway, it was interesting. It was an interesting conversation.
Did you see Jay Leno on Maher?
I turned it off when Jay came on.
I am smart.
I like Jay.
Smart move. It's funny. I like Jay as a, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of conflicted about him as a person, just knowing what he's done in the past to Letterman and to Conan. But that, to me, is maybe a business decision.
Yeah, that's business. Part. I think it is.
But he does, he does a lot of other charity work, so he seems like a good guy.
He is a good guy.
However, I just don't find him funny as a comedian.
I know. He's gotten very predictable and cliche, kind of,
think. And it was bad on Maher.
Yeah. Oh.
It was awkward.
I think Jay's always looking for a punchline.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you're always looking for a punchline, as in setup, punchline, laugh, I think, that's a dangerous way to operate. Some people can.
I want Jay Leno to kiss my ass.
Hey, don't forget our friends at GrowGreen. They're not sponsoring Facebook this week, but they're still here as a sponsor. And they're buying in bulk, and they're passing the savings on to you, the grower, with insane deals like bags of Mother Earth cocoa with perlite for $12, bales off Promix for $25, and bags Dairy Dew Seed Starter and Veggie Dew for only $10. Delivery and curbside pickup available. Click growgreenmi.com. Those of you who want to do some gardening or saying, I can't get my... Get from GrowGreen. Talk to them. Go to the website, growgreenmi.com. There was one other thing that, you know, as far as media groupthink, I
wonder, too, if that's because Fox got them first and then no one else will touch them. Do you see a lot of crossover?
Well, that's scary if that's the case. I mean, how shameful is that?
Well, no, but there are other people. It's all about ratings and feeding the people that watch it.
There are other, but the people that watch Fox don't watch those other things probably. So I don't know why they would X someone out. Also, there are other people saying the same thing, and you don't see them on TV.
Dr. Katz has a really interesting background.
He has an interesting background?
In regards to the whole, I'll just leave it up to other people, but there's some other information on him.
What do you mean?
Well, just that whole thing he wrote in the New York Times.
The op-ed?
The Yale School of Public Health was not happy about it and had to put out a whole, they had to refute the whole thing. He also... I don't think this. I don't think he's abnormal in this, but he was heavily pushing hydrochloroquine.
A lot of people swore by hydrochloroquine. You know, trial.
But most doctors and scientists were like, "Slow down."
Well,
it's interesting. That doesn't really affect his viewpoint, his idea about.
No,
this,
he's not alone in his viewpoint about how to move forward or how, you know, we could have moved forward.
But I think that's the way we are going to be moving forward. I think most people feel that way.
Well, some are more concerned about some things and less about other things.
Did you see the one demographic that is, I mean, take what you want out of this, but the suburban white women that voted for Trump and how they feel about reopening the country. I got to find that poll.
I have no idea.
Are they for opening it or against it?
No,
they were until about a month. Now they think it's going too fast is the question. Well, is it going too fast?
You know, I feel like...
I was just surprised because that's the only outlier of the usual base in how they voted.
I feel like the 19% who want to go faster, you know, who are so angry, that they're portrayed as being all Republicans, but I don't
think they are. No.
You know, but they are portrayed that way.
Well,
you know, they're white nationalists.
Those rallies don't help.
No, they don't.
In that portrayal.
But those are the pictures they use, you know.
That's what we want to see.
But I think it's bad reporting. If you're suggesting that a group represents one group and it doesn't, then I think it's bad reporting.
Depends how many people watched it and clicked on it.
You're such fake news.
Probably true.
There's another poll.
I wonder about the 19% too, just only because of the comments I get, which are, you know, they're all over the map. Some people are scared shitless. Some people are like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. I don't know. I get letters from people who are like, I don't know. I just don't know. My wife is furloughed. You know, I'm working, but I'm going to be working less. And, you know, we're worried about health insurance. And, I mean, a lot of people are really worried. And I'm just surprised that 80% are happy staying at home, as they suggest.
I don't think anybody's happy about it.
No, I'm not saying they're happy. They're okay with it. Or, they accept it.
Here's another fun poll. What percent of Americans believe a vaccine already exists but is being withheld from the public?
I don't even care. I mean, was it 10%?
No, 30.
Well, there was that hot mic the other day where one of the press people was talking about having a...
Yeah, that they've all been vaccinated. But wasn't he joking at the White House?
Who knows? I mean, people use audio and they say, this is proof.
Well, some of that could come from the fact that they're in trials, too. You know, maybe their definition of withholding is, fuck the trials.
Well, you know, there may be a reason that we want to do things a little faster. I mean, you know, if science does the way science wants to, it's going to be perfect. It'll be irrefutable.
But you also don't want people to die from the treatment.
No, you don't want people to die, but people are dying from COVID.
Sure.
So, anyway.
Here it is. Just listen. Here it is.
What's up, baby?
All right, man.
Where do you go, baby?
You can take out the mask, Doug. Case fatality rates at 0.1 to 0.3, according to
USC. Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC.
Busted.
Are we on Facebook Live?
I think so. Is it still playing? I clicked end stream.
Up there.
Let me see. Well, that's our Zoom, so we can see Brandon's smiling face.
Oh, right, right.
He just waved. I think so. Go to Facebook, Brandon, see if we're off.
I think we are. I hope we are.
I still can't get on the rap with Maz.
I want to call Maz. I want to find out what did I do to deserve getting ghosted? What did Katie Harp do to deserve this ghosting? It's now a year of ghosting.
That apparently still year. Burns.
The other thing I thought was kind of interesting was the Joe Biden story. And, you know, if you think I'm picking on Joe Biden, I think it's an interesting story. I mean, there's certainly no shortage of people picking on Trump right now.
Yeah.
In fact, he kind of said, you like my press conference? I'm not going to do them anymore. And he stormed out, not taking any questions because
Trump
Thursday or Friday that just was a debacle with the UV light discussion.
It was mystifying, wasn't it?
It was not one of his finer moments. And I think
the spin coming out of it's pretty hilarious too.
I've heard some pretty crazy spin coming out.
Yeah, that he was joking, I think.
Well, no, that he's talking about this one product. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
All right, I'll find info on it for you.
Well, he said yesterday when I don't know what that meeting was that he was, I guess, joking around. I forget the actual word he was using. Maybe being facetious.
Yeah.
Which.
Okay. Did he say
is that really the time? I don't know.
I did not, because there were so many jokes about injecting Lysol and stuff. Did he suggest injecting Lysol?
Well, he wanted the scientists to look at it, and that's when Dr.
Injecting Lysol?
Yeah, and some of the other disinfectants were the quote. He didn't say Lysol. I don't think he Lysol.
Said disinfectants, and everybody picked that up as bleach.
And Lysol.
To go even further, they had a presentation. The presentation was basically about, hey, in the summer months, the sun does inactivate it more, and this is how much disinfectants kills. And then there's a story where people on his staff, on the coronavirus staff, were like, we presented this all to him, and he just didn't absorb it in the correct manner. So he was confusing, you know, killing the virus outside of the body because of the summer months coming up on surfaces and what's in the air versus being inside the body. Because, frankly, he's probably bored out of his mind dealing with this. This is
But I'm telling you, Mark, I saw a ton of stuff about heel light, where heel light is actually something that takes some portion of UV and you take it, and that's the spin I'm seeing.
How does that work?
I don't know. So people are saying, no, he knew before everybody.
And Dr. Brix is getting a lot, or how do you pronounce her name? I don't know her stupid name, but she was saying that Trump was just musing to the scientists. He's just, you know, that's what he does. He just thinks out loud.
She was
the one caught on camera with the best reaction.
You know, he's on TV 14 hours a week, which is just crazy. If he's going off, I don't think that's such a bad idea. Or if he just did a half hour a day, but
he doesn't have his rallies, though.
It is true. The Q&A sessions can always lead to disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And that's why you don't see people like him doing lots of Q&As. What do you see Biden doing on his podcast? What do you see Gretchen Whitmer? They have
boring
softballs
people.
Lobbed at them.
Oh, yeah.
Purposely that they want to answer.
Ridiculous.
And they know exactly how they want to answer. And Trump doesn't do that. And, you know, the thing about Trump, and I've said this about presidents, I don't think people his age should be president. I don't know how.
That's ageist.
I don't know how any 73-year-old could be on TV 2 hours a day, and not just Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday too. And he's busy fighting every single opponent he has. He fights them back. He responds to everything. It's like, where
They're
does he
losers.
Get this fucking energy? I mean, isn't it an insane output of energy? And I'm not saying it's great energy at all. It's like, I mean,
I don't know.
I wish he could.
Well, he never exercises, so he still has that reserve.
Yeah, the energy bar theory.
Finite.
True. But,
amount of reserve.
But his energy bar would be low because of his age, even if that theory worked.
I don't know. He's the one that knows so much about science.
I'm no scientist. No, I just don't know how he's so fucking energy. I don't know how he has so much energy. I really don't. And being on TV live, taking questions, it's just a bad idea. He did not have a conference on Saturday, right? He took his ball and went home.
Yeah, Friday he had a presentation and take questions, and then say yesterday he did not have one.
Okay. What's he doing today? Do we know?
I have no. He might be on soon. I think my favorite quote
Stupid question.
Out of all of Thursday was, "I'm the president and you're fake news."
Yeah, there was a really ugly exchange with a CNN reporter who was asked to sit in the back on Friday, was it? And she would not trade seats. She wouldn't sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was suggested that Secret Service might have to deal with her.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, he was yelling at the Washington Post reporter, Phil Rucker, who basically said they want to get information and guidance and want to know what to do, the American public. They're not looking for rumor. And Trump responded, "Hey, Phil, I'm the president. You're fake news." You know what I will say to you? I'll say it very nicely because I know you well. I know the guy. I see what he writes. He's a total faker.
Nice comeback!
And then he said it was merely an idea to a test. Are you ready? It's just a suggestion from a brilliant lab by a very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man, Trump said.
You know, fighting with these people who take exception to what you're doing and feeling you have to take every single fight, I constantly find myself going, oh, God, can't something just slide off his back, you know? No, never. But it seems to work for him. That's the part that I don't get.
A lot of people eat that shit up. Like, yeah, take on the fake news.
Well, people are mad. You know, people are mad at the media for a lot of different reasons. But anyway, the third thing today that I thought was interesting as far as the media, and this is not meant to be a...
People are mad at the opposite media of what they like, because there's plenty of people on the left that are mad at Fox News, as there are right people.
But there's only one Fox News.
Well, there's America, AON, is that what it is, America's Own?
Who watches that?
Well, Trump plugs it a lot.
The Joe Biden Tara Reid story. First of all, it doesn't follow any terribly unusual path as far as these things go. And it's certainly, I wouldn't think any... Well, it's a different kind of assault, but it's certainly an assault just like Brett Kavanaugh's assault was an assault.
Wait, I thought he allegedly pinned her and fingered her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, well, Kavanaugh was... This woman said she thought she was going to die.
Yeah.
Which... I question that, but anyway. Whether she was going to die, that is. I don't think Brett Kavanaugh wanted to kill a 15-year-old girl. I don't know if I believe that. And I definitely don't think he was gangbanging.
Well, he might not have meant to.
If he and his classmates were having gangbangs regularly at parties, I'm almost blown away by that. How could you pull that off? Well, it turns out the woman, who was reported on heavily, by the way. In fact, I think New York Times carried that story. She was.
Are you a gang rapist?
She was complete fake news. She was totally fake. Anyway, the terror.
The Avenatti chick, yeah.
Yeah, the Avenatti chick. Exactly.
By the way, he's out of prison.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Great.
There's a picture of him walking out. And by the way, this is another side.
I guess he's cocky as fuck walking out.
I don't want anyone to ever come up and try to elbow bump me, you know, instead of shaking hands. And that's what he was doing to the guardie. He was doing the Can you see people elbow bumping?
I guarantee you this guy will be scamming people in no time.
Oh, without a doubt.
I guarantee it.
Without a doubt.
So anyway, the Tara Reid story really just, it's like it exists in two media worlds. Anything that leans right reported on it. Most things that lean left didn't. And in fact, a couple outlets wrote very questioning pieces on it. And Joe Biden was on CNN, I think this is Tara Reid who complained about this. He was on CNN six times, Anderson Cooper twice, and other shows. Never asked about Tara Reid or the sexual assault. Never. CNN stories about Brett Kavanaugh after the accusation came out. 700 stories. About Joe Biden, 2. And one of them, the first on-air story, was Saturday because Tara Reid had claimed that her mom called Larry King.
Well, there's her first problem.
The Larry King Show in 1993, a little while after this happened, to complain about her daughter having a problem with a senator.
Did you hear that call?
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello, Larry. I was wondering.
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello.
First off, Larry treats it terribly.
I wouldn't expect
the idea that CNN would have retained this or tracked it down.
What I'm stunned. Who tracked this down?
I don't know. Can you play it?
I don't think CNN tracked it down. I think somebody else tracked it down.
We're back. A couple more phone calls on this very important topic. Our guests are former United States Senator Howard Baker, Richard Allen, former National Security Advisor, and Lois Romano.
Sounds like a great
of
episode.
The Washington Post.
Oh, God.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
No, Larry.
Well, now, but these are the people who do come to the Lois Romanos, right? The staff worker who says, I want to let you know about what's going on, either with my boss or the guy down the hall.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have a sense of obligation. They feel that this public official should be accountable if it's something wrong.
They're whistleblowers to the press.
Exactly.
Oh, great job, Larry. Yeah. I think you did a great job. Anyway, that's her mother, who's not alive.
Have they confirmed it?
No, Larry.
I thought they had confirmed
it. Okay, I didn't know.
I know she said right away, that's my mom.
Okay.
In fact, she had referenced the call numerous times.
Okay.
And well, which is interesting.
The tweet I saw is this your mom? And I didn't know if she responded, but you said she did, so that's good.
Yeah, she said it was her mom. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that got CNN to report the story Saturday, which is interesting. What took CNN so long? I'm not dying for people to write about the Joe Biden story. I just think it's really strange.
Covering for Biden.
Well, it's pretty strange that they do 700 stories about Brett Kavanaugh and two about Joe Biden. It just sounds so bad.
Kavanaugh did have the disadvantage of having a public hearing go on for so fucking long.
I think CNN would have reported on it.
Oh, I probably.
Whether he was confirmed or not.
But to that level, I don't know.
Maybe not to that level.
But here's a better comparison. They reported on every single one of Trump's.
CNN?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah. So why not?
Sure.
Why have they held back on this story? And if you look it up online, honest to God, the first stuff that comes up is all the Washington Examiner, Fox News.
That's right.
And it creates a strange...
The Politico has one. The Politico has one. Vox has one.
The Larry King story has changed this story. More people are reporting
it. Previous,
now.
But yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
When's he going to be? Well, he doesn't have to be questioned about it. Unless one of those people calls his podcast and asks.
Oh, I think if he's questioned about it, he'll get in their face is what Joe Biden will do. That's his style.
To that point, I was conversing with someone about, you know, Biden versus Trump in this election. And I said, Biden's going to get destroyed in a debate because Trump doesn't care what anybody says. And he just has more energy.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Isn't he just going to rail on him?
I don't know.
Anything Biden says, he's just going to go, no, that's not true. I just think he's going to destroy him in a debate.
I don't know if it'll help him or hurt him. I don't know why. Biden's a politician. He's got his rehearsed lines.
But is he a good politician? Because Trump is a good politician. I don't like him, but he's a good politician. He gets his base.
I think Trump is just good at – Trump knows what buttons to push. He really does. He always seems to have a knack
Biden?
For that. No, but I think Biden will, you know, Biden will probably make less mistakes.
Oh, I disagree.
Well, although now, maybe not so much. Let me just mention Luke Nowacki quickly, because Luke is one of those people who's trying to help you ensure that there's money for you at the end. Yes, if you don't have a financial plan, it's times like now that point out how important it is to be thinking about this, or to be thinking about college and how to put your kids through college, or how to pay the bills, or maybe to get more liquidity, or what's going on with the market, Luke. I want to be safer. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here are independent of Reliance Associates. And the Hall Financial Hotline today, is there anything going on with the Hall Financial Hotline?
Do you want to try what could be a number for DeAndre Swift's dad? Have you seen his dad?
I heard about him for some reason. Is he a real stud?
Oh, my God. Well, he owns a gym in Philadelphia, Swift Fit.
He's a beast.
He's almost as big as Marcus Stroman's dad. Remember him, Brandon? Stroman, the pitcher for the – I don't know. He's not with the Blue Jays anymore, is he? But his dad was a beast, too. He's all ripped up.
Oh, man. I've seen all these videos of Swift's dad powerlifting. I would not mess. He looks like Kimbo.
Wow.
He does look a little bit. Rest in peace, by the way, Kimbo.
Well, Bob Guinea got back to us.
Oh, cool.
Bob Guinea will come on this week. And also Mr. Methane is available.
Finally.
Methane is available. We need to just tell him ahead of time so we're not calling in the middle of the night.
Now that flatulent bass is out.
David Hall and Hall Financial care about the community. That's why the team at Hall Financial is working from home around the clock to help people save money by refinancing. Great time to look at your options, and that's why many people are refinancing now. If you want to save money on a refi, this is what smart people do. At least make the call and find out, can it be done? Can I take money out of my house? Can I get a lower interest rate? If you're anywhere near four, you need to call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. They're quick. You can click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and I'll get back to you, but fast. Or davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They are an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Alrighty. I'm going to get some coffee. How far in are we?
Death Wish coffee?
Yes.
About an hour.
Death Wish coffee.
About an hour.
Thanks to people, by the way. People have posted it, and people have sent pictures and emails. And thank you. That's great. Huge. We sent it on. It
hopefully,
helps.
Hopefully we can keep them going.
Yes. God, we're about to start a new month. Was this the slowest month possibly
ever? That's because you've been inside all the time. You can't go to your Tigers games. Think of all the Tiger games you would have gone to.
It does feel like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Are you bored, Brandon?
Somewhat. I mean, I've got a better attitude now than I did as the previous weeks. I've been down, and I don't know. I had a good weekend. I've had a lot of fun here. So I'm starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe I can get some better work done here from home. And then hopefully the outlook is, I don't know, maybe sometime this summer I can see you guys again. In person.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
I don't have a complete boner line. I have something we can play.
So the answer would be no,
play.
I guess?
Well, no, he's got something.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You want to just play it?
What can we play?
It's a suggestion from the boner line that I thought I'd put together.
We're taking suggestions now from the boner.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, we'll do it then. It's brought to you by Manscaped because they sponsor the boner line. The only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. You're probably spending more time with your significant other right now, so if you don't keep clean down there, and your partner will notice. Manscaped is changing the grooming game. They're smooth, no nicks, no cuts, no accidents with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. There's many products there, too.
That reminds me, can you tell that I had somewhat of a haircut?
You got a haircut?
Julie took the trimmers to my head.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Really?
I think she did a good job.
She was yelling at me because I was freaking out. She said I was being a baby about it because I just kept seeing...
It's a haircut!
I kept seeing all this hair falling, and I'm like, I'm going to end up with a total buzz cut. she did a good enough job.
This is actually a pretty dope haircut for a white person.
Thank you.
20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code Drew. That's manscaped.com. Use code Drew. And they do have many other products. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but hopefully you're loading up on Manscaped products. And they do sponsor the boner line.
Please play Lose Yourself underneath Chet Hanks as he's waxing poetically up there on the mountain there.
I didn't even know that existed.
What's up, you guys? So I know we're all supposed to be cooped up inside the house right now, but I had to get out and clear my head. And I came to a spot that I've come to for a long time. Ever since I was a kid, everyone from the Palisades knows this spot. It's called the Top of the World. Check it out. Back in the day, we used to come up here to get high. And now I come up here when I want to clear my head.
Pussy.
And reflect on things. And I've come up here a lot of times in my life when it felt like I just couldn't take another second being inside my own mind. Being inside my own thoughts. I would come up here.
Shut up.
In recent times, I come up here when I wanted to get high. I wanted to say fuck everything, but I couldn't. I couldn't step backwards like that, so I'd come up
here. Man up! Stop crying!
And, I think a lot of us might be going through that right now. I think a lot of us might be at a point right now with this virus and this quarantine.
Oh my God, we're all cooped up,
anxious, depressed, and we're feeling like we would do just about anything to get a ticket out of our head, but we can't because everything's shut down. And
jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Are just left with yourself. Sometimes you can feel like you need to escape your own self, your own thoughts.
Low energy person.
And that's why me and my boy Drew have decided to release this song now for our group, Something Out West. That's why
Drew?
We decided this was a good time to put that out.
Guys, where's Drew? Because
we feel like a lot of people might be going through that right now with their mental health, their emotional health, their spiritual health. People might be struggling right now,
Drew?
So we felt this was a good time to put it out. And if you've noticed, I've taken everything off my Instagram because, over the last couple months, I've gained attention just from social media. And that's cool. You know what I mean? I like to goof around, have a good time.
Go home to mommy.
Clown around, but the truth is that shit's not important to me. I don't care to be an Instagram personality.
Hey, Tom Hanks has coronavirus?
And what I care about is my art, my craft. Music and acting, and especially music. So that's why I'm just kind of wiping the slate clean, because I want to give this music the attention that it deserves, because I put my soul into it. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it's not just some extra content. This is like, it's my soul, you know? So I want to give it the attention that it deserves. You know, me, my own struggles, my own mental health, it's no secret that I've had my struggles with a whole bunch of shit. And you know what? At the end of the day, all the problems that I've ever had in life have been for one reason. Me. Myself. I've been the cause of all my problems, all my miseries. I am my
life
own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to realize that. Because you can always find some way to make yourself feel like a victim
of
your
circumstances. Thank you, Lord, great master, for sharing your wisdom.
But the truth is, you're the source of everything in your life. Your miseries.
Nobody cares.
Your joys. It all depends on you. It all lands on your shoulders. So that's why I've realized that when I get to a point where I would do just about anything to get a ticket out of my head, instead of running and trying to escape it with drugs, alcohol, you name it, I just realized that the only true escape is to go inward.
No one gives a shit.
You are failing us.
To look yourself in the mirror long and hard, and to slowly put the pieces together.
Blah, blah,
because if you do
blah,
that, you won't need an escape. Because what you'll have is a liberation. The only way out is in. So if you're looking for a ticket out your head right now, just know that.
Oh my God, he's so
deep. It drops tonight at midnight. Something Out West. Follow us. And stay tuned for much, much more.
I'm just
we got
saying.
A whole album coming out. Much love, you guys. Stay safe.
Why was he full of shit? Oh, my God.
That was better than the rap song you put out, though.
I was diving on him. He's fascinatingly stupid. There's a TMZ story where he's saying why he can say the N-word and why it's okay.
Oh, and what was the reason for that?
Because he calls his black friends by that, and they call him that, and it's cool.
I'm sure they love it.
He's on the honor system.
I'm sure when he leaves, they're not laughing at him.
Yeah, they probably think, well, he's Tom Hanks' kid. He could probably help us. So we'll
bankroll
we'll
the
take
next
it.
Album. Yeah.
And then, let's see. He was stuck on that for a while. Then he did that stupid patois accent at the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was that? And his mother said it was the funniest thing that happened all night. People were, why isn't she canceled for thinking that's funny?
I don't know. Guess it's a.
I mean, isn't it kind of weird that, because that, had that been anyone, well, not anyone, but a lot of people, that could have been a big deal. But
big up the whole island massive. It's that boy Chetana coming straight from that Golden Globes. You watching?
He did it all night.
Father Tom Hanks position in a wide soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
I mean, can you imagine if the right person had done that? How what? How pissed people would have been? But because it's Tom Hanks' kid, they go, ah. That was kind of funny.
I think what needs to be said about that is Rita Wilson is a very low bar for you. What's funny?
Well, what an insult to the entire Golden Globe show. She thought that was the funniest thing all night.
Yeah.
Hey, but you guys are forgetting something.
My parents got coronavirus.
That's true.
So, I mean, he's been through a lot lately.
They're not tripping.
When during that whole 6 minutes, all I could think of is,
which is society's fault because
he never got to the problem. Why is it not his fault?
I read way too much about the guy, but one thing, my favorite thing I read about him was that he, first of all, he would be no one if he wasn't Tom Hanks' kid. We would not know who he is. We would have no clue. He has how many Instagram followers? A couple million?
He always got a ton. I don't know how many exactly, okay. But yeah.
He claims that if he invented...
About 300,000.
He says, if I invented the cure for cancer tomorrow, the story would be Tom Hanks' son develops cure for cancer.
He's right.
So he thinks that he has earned everything he's gotten.
Well, you know what's funny about that? When Colin Hanks started doing stuff, it was Tom Hanks' son in this movie or that movie.
Orange County.
And he's made a career out of it.
Well, I don't think that he tried to skip any lines or, you know, I'm sure being Tom Hanks' son helped him.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy complains about it like it's the biggest albatross when you know he would not have all these followers.
Maybe he should change his name and just use that Jamaican accent all the time.
Hey, fool, is that fool that plays shortstop for the Doyers or so? Because he's got that baseball burl. You dig what I'm saying? Like I'm hitting home runs in this bitch. Like the white Barry Bonds in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Major League in this bitch. Hey, fool, is that fool?
Wow, he put that on his Instagram and he deleted everything, but he left that one on there?
He did rebrand himself as Chet Hayes. Thought I should point that out.
Yeah.
But he announced it. So we knew. Chet Hanks was Chet Hayes.
But he goes by Chet Hanks.
He's rebranded himself back, I guess.
Oh, boy.
I can't explain. There's a weird story out there about Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the best? Do you have the whole story?
Yeah. Okay. It was. It's from a book called Eruption in the Canyon, 212 Days and Nights with the Genius of Eddie Van Halen. This guy, I guess he went to the studio and watched him and took pictures and all this. Well, at some point, Wes Borland left Limp Bizkit in that period. And that, by the way, 2004, 2007, that's a really wacky time.
Oh, it was great.
Eddie. It was crazy. And so Limp Bizkit was looking for a new guitar player. And someone suggested Eddie Van Halen.
I'm dying to know who suggested it.
I know. It's such a bad idea. And I think Fred Durst even said, that's a terrible idea. But
his quote was, the greatest guitar player ever plays with the worst band ever. That was Durst's comment.
They actually jammed, apparently, and Eddie left his stuff there.
Do you see why he got mad?
What was it? Yeah, I just don't remember it off the top of my head.
People started smoking weed.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't know Eddie was that anti-pot. Because isn't he pretty pro alcohol?
He was. I think he's less pro alcohol
now, but I just mean in general.
But then a few days later,
he was so mad, he left everything behind, his guitars, and the amps.
It's just so stupid. So then he drives an assault vehicle he bought at a military military auction to this rehearsal space.
Because Durst didn't get back to him within 24 hours of his message to come.
Yeah!
And he wanted to come pick up his stuff.
He knocked on the door and ends up, he put a gun to Fred Durst's head demanding his equipment.
Yeah, the way this guy describes it, Eddie drove the assault vehicle through Los Angeles into Beverly Hills, then parked and left it running on the front lawn of his house. He got out wearing no shirt, his hair in a samurai bun on top
samurai
of the
bun. That's the key, though. That's what Sammy Hagar says. He's out of his mind when his hair is in a samurai bun. It just makes him crazy.
His jeans were held up with a strand of rope, and his combat boots were held together by duct tape. And he had a gun in his hand. That asshole answered the door, Bennett recalled.
I'll wear that outfit again.
And this is, he's translating what Eddie said. I put my gun to that stupid fucking red hat of his, and I said, where's my shit, motherfucker? The guy just turned to one of his employees and starts yelling at him to grab my stuff. Eddie Van Halen stood on the front lawn of a residential home in Beverly Hills in broad daylight, smoking a cigarette while holding a gun to Fred Durst's head, and went back and forth from the house to the assault vehicle, lugging amps and guitars. Isn't that just awesome? I love that. That's so rock and roll of Eddie.
Eddie!
It's really cool. Then the other rock story, you see Frampton has a book coming out?
Yeah.
Tells a story about David Bowie saving his life.
Yeah. And Bowie was in Frampton's dad's English class.
That's right, yeah.
So they go way back. And when, I think it was Stevie Ray Vaughan quit working with Bowie, Frampton replaced him on that tour.
And he needed to, I guess.
Yeah, Frampton he needed the money.
Broke.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they were in a private plane and... Frampton was asleep and he woke up to Bowie yelling, smoke, smoke. And then he scooped Frampton up and took him out of the plane. How can Bowie get any cooler? I mean,
can Frampton,
cool.
He can't wake up and get up?
No,
he has to be carried out like a little baby?
He's crashed hard, man.
Oh my God.
There's other rock news, too.
No, I'm still sleeping, man.
There's a book coming out, Drew, by the guy, I know you'll be interested in this, the manager of Oasis.
Oh.
See, the manager of the first, the guy who signed Oasis to Creation Records.
Cool.
And the first story that's coming out is the fight between Blur and Oasis and what that stems from. And then it's Damon Albarn slept with Liam Gallagher's chick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And apparently they even figured out, you know, who this girl is because she gave birth to his first kid, to Liam's first kid.
Ooh.
But Noel was talking about it and said that they all used to use too much cocaine together when they were friends. Blur and them. Liam and Damon were sharing the same bird, and there was a lot of cocaine, and that's where it grew from. Here's a picture of her.
She must be hot.
They had a one-night stand, and that really... I think this is a more recent picture. And Albarn, when asked about it in 03, said, what can I say? We're all younger, having a good time. For stealing his chick.
By the way, so Tara Reid released a picture of herself in 1993, just so people go, oh, yeah, you were pretty hot when Biden allegedly assaulted you.
Doesn't that help Biden?
No, I think it helps her story, the fact that she doesn't look like she looks now.
Yeah, but isn't the thing usually when it's not as attractive chick, it's like, well, why would he do that to that ugly?
No, she's much hotter in the 1993 picture.
I see what you're saying, okay.
That's what I think.
So in the book, it's called Don't Look Back in Anger. Although I guess this is Noel talking some more. He said there was an NME award. And where he won everything, and then we were photographed with Blur, and Liam said, which I can see Liam saying, fuck you, cunts, straight to Blur. That's where it started from. That's where the fight over Britpop stems from, a one-night stand and then him calling them cunts because they won all the awards.
Man, you think they'd get over it.
You got to love something about the swagger of the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, no, they need to be, unfortunately, a little too much swagger. They'd be playing. Hey, let's call Maz. I want to find out exactly what happened with the Friday show.
Already.
There was a lot of talk, a lot of bluster about guesting. First, the original invitation. Then, when we recorded Thursday, he absolutely said that he wanted me on the next day, right? Am I misremembering this?
Nope.
I heard it.
We all heard it.
I might have said I wanted to talk about the draft.
Should just read the lyrics of this song to him. He's totally ghosting you. Tommy,
can you hear me? Can you feel me near you?
Draft Central.
Maz!
Hey, Drew.
How's it going?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the draft?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Most of it.
What do you mean most of it? What did you not like?
Well, you know, I still don't like taking a cornerback in the first pick like that. But, you know, good players. Give them a B+.
Yeah, I definitely don't like taking a cornerback. That nobody's done it since 1997.
Out, man.
Hey, unless he turns out to be Ronnie Lott, Drew.
But he's still a cornerback. I mean, cornerback. It's nice to have good cornerbacks. But
uh oh,
it is.
Your cell phone blows.
To say, are you not at home, Tom?
Yeah, I'm home.
Oh,
why
okay.
Does my phone sound bad?
Yeah, it cut out a little bit. You sound fine.
You sound great. Want me to hang up?
Thank no,
you.
It's okay.
No,
it actually sounds okay.
No, you're good. Stop moving.
How are things okay. going? How are things going in the Masway household?
You are failing us.
We're doing good here, Drew. We're doing good. We're outside in the backyard. Dogs are having a nice day.
Really?
Wait, have you started preparing the pool for summer?
Yeah, well, you got to empty the tarp on top of the pool first. Yeah. I'm almost done with that.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, I know you know. I know you know.
I hate it. Hated it.
What, so the kids are getting the pool ready for summertime?
Yeah, we'll get it ready. I might even maybe invest in a heater or this summer.
Oh, really?
Do you have a solar cover?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's all you need. They're kids. They don't need it to be hot.
Wow. Lucky kids. But they earned it.
They did.
Eventually.
They've earned it.
Yep.
They've earned it.
So, anyway, Friday, when we talked Thursday, you said something about coming on the show Friday, and then I never heard from you on Friday.
Yeah, I texted you.
Wait, hold on. Let me go to my phone. Are you sure you did?
Yeah, I'm positive.
What time?
I don't know. Around noon? 1 o'clock?
He texted you around noon or 1. All right, he's out of the room. Tell me the truth, Tom. Did you really text him?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Wait, but now he left and went to go get the phone. How are you gonna handle this when he comes back?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll just have to think on my feet as usual.
Well, real quick, why didn't you call him?
Because I already had John Clayton, and I didn't want to just rush him in and out since I only do like a 25-minute thing.
Well, isn't that a better answer than I texted you?
Yeah, I guess I just didn't think right.
You folded under pressure there.
I did.
Big time. How was Clayton?
Clayton was good, man. He's a good guy. You know, yeah. He's not on the big show anymore, but he's still very knowledgeable. And
bigger draw than me, apparently. I said he was a bigger draw than me. Somehow that text did not get to me.
Oh, shit.
That's really weird.
It must be like in the queue, in my queue. I probably didn't
what
hit send. Maybe that's it.
Well, check it. Grab your phone real quick and hit send.
Yeah, I can't. I'm talking to you guys.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
I'm just surprised you gave up so easily.
Well, I usually do.
What do you mean gave up?
On reaching me. He left the message in the queue, and then he gave up. He thought he texted me. One text, I mean... Seems like,
I'm sorry, Drew.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I've
lied to me.
How has the NRM experience been affected by this?
Because I'm a liar!
How has NRM been affected by COVID-19?
We only got a couple of, you know, a few shows going. We did have the Music Awards last week, which were nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of participation? Great.
I'm not exactly sure. I didn't do anything for it, but
you didn't even get to give out an award.
I didn't. But you know, they promised me in the future I'll be more involved.
I missed out, man.
More involved. What does that mean?
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Maybe when we put in the Orbitons next year, I'll be there.
As long as they don't assign you to text everybody about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
did they let go of any staff or anything, or is everybody still working on the payroll?
I think we slimmed down, and but you know, most people are collecting unemployment in the time being right now.
Okay. 'Cause I'm a liar.
You have no idea, do you?
No, not at all.
I love how you just answered not having any idea.
And slimmed down. It sounded like such a corporate explanation.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Take over.
You gotta be nimble.
Yeah, we are. We're very out there.
Ask him another question that he can lie about.
Maz, do you remember Katie Harp?
Katie Harp? Sounds familiar.
No? Yeah.
Because I'm a liar!
Who's that broad?
She sent me an email on Friday, and she said, I'm listening to Thursday Night Show, and you're talking about Maz possibly ghosting you. I know how I feel. This is the one-year anniversary of when Maz ghosted me.
That
Katie, yes. Katie, yes. I'm yeah. not going to forget Katie.
And she was at the Killer Cares event with two of her friends.
Oh, that's great. I'm very happy for Katie. That was very fun. It was nice meeting her finally.
That's great. I'm very happy.
Because I'm a liar! Phenomenal. Love people.
Because I'm a liar!
Do you have a show tomorrow, Maz?
I did one today, for tomorrow.
Today?
My new draft special.
Oh, you didn't get your text about that today?
Yeah, I didn't get a text.
Who was the guest?
Oh, it was just me and Freddie going, talking.
How long? The podcast is it?
How long was it? It was about 36 minutes, 40 minutes.
Is it posted yet?
No, not yet. We won't post it till next draft.
Okay. And then.
What?
Next draft?
In other words.
I think he's joking.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It takes a while to get things posted, right?
Exactly.
You might want to send a text to whoever handles the tech, because I haven't been able to get the site to work all day, for whatever that's worth.
Whose site?
Your site.
Really?
Your Streamcast isn't working. I don't know.
Get on an MRM?
I'm just saying.
Should I try?
I'm just saying. No. They've got enough plugs.
I'm just saying.
So, Matt, you have no knowledge of this problem?
No, not at all, Drew. Not at all. I think they were taking down. Oh, yeah. I remember. They were taking it down to, like, reboot the system.
Is this?
Because I'm a liar!
I don't think there's any truth to that.
You don't have to take something down to reboot a system, and it certainly doesn't take this long.
Mark, I'm not the technical guy here. You know that.
I like the way you stay in your lane at NRM Streamcast. You only are concerned about. You're so focused on your show.
Stay in your lane, bro.
You are not distracted by anything else, like the tech when the show's posted. They could post it in 3 weeks, and you wouldn't notice.
If that's what they want to do, that's what they do. You know, I can only do so much.
Yep, that's good, Maz.
I can only do so much.
Okay.
Hey,
how was your weekend?
Do you care?
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm a liar.
Yo, everyone drinked off again this weekend, right?
Oh, man. Maz, I'm running out of stuff to watch. I don't know quite how to fill days anymore.
I even took a recommendation from Lily to watch something this weekend.
What was it?
She told me to watch this. It's like this mystery show on Netflix. It's called Outer Banks.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Did you start watching it?
She finished it. Me and Kathy watched the first two episodes last night. It's cute. It's like a...
Oh, sounds like a great one.
It's like a Scooby-Doo, except with good-looking kids.
I think she likes the hot guys in it.
Ooh. Yeah, they're all good-looking people. Oh, my God. They're all good-looking.
Does she like Post Malone?
Yes, but she likes Posty. Yes, Posty.
That's what she calls him, Posty?
Yes.
Did she watch his concert over the weekend? Can you just yell it to her real quick? We don't need to talk to her.
You know what? I don't know where Lil is.
Because he freaked out a lot of his young female friends because he didn't do his songs. He just did a Nirvana cover tribute live.
Really?
Yeah. And, of course, Brandon and I got off on it like we were teenage girls, but a lot of the teenage girls were bummed out about it.
He's a smart dude, man.
Oh, he's great. He's very likable. Yeah.
Maz, did I hear Jeter?
Jeter's out here with his girlfriend, Savannah, and his other two girlfriends, Luna and Callie.
Oh, really? Are Posada and...
Slut.
The bad boy jealous?
Posada and is not here, neither is Tino.
Wouldn't it be great if Tom got two more dogs and named them Posada and bad
Posada
boy?
And Tino.
Maz, how's Jeter doing these days?
He's doing great, man. He looks good. We gave him his own haircut last week.
Oh, wow.
No, oh, boy.
What about you? How long's your hair?
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
I got a little bit of a little. They helped me out, too. I shaved down a little bit myself.
Oh, they
I'm
cut
hanging
your
hair. Okay. Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
And what about Jeter as far as the rules? Is Jeter following the rules of the Mazway household?
Yeah, he's been. You know what? Since we're all home now, he's really got no excuse to shit or piss in the house.
Oh. You know what's going to happen, though, when this stay-at-home order is lifted? He's going to have separation anxiety because everyone's going to be gone.
You probably will. Yeah, probably a lot of dogs will.
Yeah, I've told you that before, that the dog I had growing up had separation anxiety, and the vet put her on Prozac.
Oh, my God.
And it worked. Yeah. And it worked.
Well, wow. I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was so high.
Hopefully.
How's Layla doing?
A little nuts.
Layla's doing fine. She's good.
Awesome. Did you get her a battery mate yet?
No mate yet.
Battery mate.
But I think I
Where's
will.
Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
The other day, I went upstairs after the show, and I completely forgot about her. And like a half an hour later, I thought, where's Layla? And I looked down the stairs, and she was staring right up the stairs at me. Aww. Like, how long am I going to be down here?
She hangs out with me sometimes.
Come on up here, Layla.
Those steps are too tough for her.
Yeah, they are.
She wouldn't know.
She was bummed, though. She did not like being on a different floor, which is thoroughly understandable.
A beautiful dog.
All right, Maz, so you like the Lions draft overall?
Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, especially the second rounder. I like the running back. I'm more of an offensive, unless there's like Lawrence Taylor out there. I say go for the offense.
What a ridiculous take.
I'd rather have a receiver, to be honest with you. You want to laugh? I wish they took a receiver with their first pick.
Everything is fine.
Which one?
Any of those guys. CeeDee Lamb from the Cowboys. I like Jerry Jeudy from Alabama.
Oh, and his racist tweets?
Yeah, he's got terrible tweets, Maz.
What was his tweet? I missed it.
He liked to use the N-word a lot.
N-word all over the place. He's making fun of fat chicks.
Yeah, that's why he can't. He'll never be a Lion. With
boom!
Word.
Hot take!
He'll never be a Lion.
God forbid you speak out of turn. You are off the team.
Yeah.
Do you think the Lions will regret not taking Tua?
I don't know, man.
No one knows.
If he stays healthy, of course, everyone will be regretting it.
Except
I would have taken Herbert, even, to tell you the truth. I would have.
Yeah, I like Herbert. You know, my favorite draft story out of this whole thing was how mad Aaron Rodgers was because the Packers dared to trade up and draft a quarterback. You know what?
I know.
Fuck you. He's kind of a dick, isn't he?
Why is he? Are you kidding me?
They don't like him. They don't like him.
Who doesn't like him?
I don't think there's some people in
nobody
the
likes him. His family doesn't like him. Like, his whole family hates him.
Remember going back to... Yeah, that's right, because his brother was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, he was on The Bachelor.
Remember that 60 Minutes interview with him?
Yeah, he flipped out because somebody said he was shorter than they thought he would
be.
They
said, oh, you look taller in person. He came across in that 60 Minutes interview not very good. He came across like a hothead baby. And
his family,
they positioned
his family's religious. He's not, he's like agnostic. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying goes against what his family brought him up as.
Well, so you have to be a jerk to your family because they're different?
No, he's a prima donna.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I think he thinks he's hot, too.
Oh, especially with that mustache.
Extremely hot.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you think of the Arizona head coach's place? Kingsbury.
Awesome. I was one of the first things I mentioned on the show. I love that place.
How cool is he?
Pretty cool customer.
He's just laying there in his nice, clothes and his loafers and no sock. Honest can be.
Were you? Did you see any other houses you thought were really impressive?
You like what you see, huh?
I like Belichick when just having the dog there, no one else was there.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, Maz,
how good a coach is Belichick?
If they
Sean McVay's house was cool too.
Who's
in L.A.?
Sean McVay. Oh, Sean young McVay. Guy.
In L.A.
Yeah. If they post your show, we'll check it out, Maz.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, buddy. Have a good afternoon.
See you guys.
We'll
bye
see you.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye,
see you, buddy.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can
it's crazy
see
that text never went through.
That's really weird. I guess it's in the queue.
To save you some time listening back on the podcast, he sheepishly admitted, I guess I'm going to narc him out, sheepishly admitted while you were upstairs that he never sent the text.
I went to get the phone.
I know.
I didn't think he did. I wasn't sure, though. God damn it.
Oh, man.
What a ghost. What a ghost.
I missed out, man.
Has anybody seen the movie Life of Crime?
Negative.
Jennifer Aniston is in it. Tim Robbins.
Jennifer Aniston's in the movie.
Who's got all the great drops?
Sounds like a great one.
Will Forte's in it.
Will Forte's in it, yeah.
I have never heard
what's
of this
it called?
Movie before.
Life of Crime. It wasn't a bad movie.
Hmm. It's got a big cast. Isla Fisher's
in there, looking hot.
Never heard of it. Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I was surprised. What year did that come out, Brandon, does it say?
2013. 20,
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh, it's based in Detroit. That make yes, you like it anymore?
Is. It was based in Detroit. And Mort Krim is in the movie.
What?
Yes, Mort Krim again. They showed the Channel 4 news set.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Because it's 1978 in Detroit. I guess he was on Channel 4 in 78, okay. Apparently. I thought okay. he came along
the way. I'm Mort Krim, which in French means death and crime.
Well, now I want to see it.
It wasn't I'm not ballyhooing.
Oh, it sounds like you're walking this back.
I'll ballyhoo the apostle.
Do you want to guess the tomato, the thermometer?
61.
The budget was $12 million. It made $1.5 million.
Oh, that's why no one's heard of it. The critics gave it an 85 or 65.
Okay. And the audience?
I got to pull up the audience. Yeah.
You don't get it together in the same?
Well, no, because it was in the Wikipedia page. So let's see. Rotten Tomatoes itself. Life of Crime. They don't even have it. The movie's so bad, it's not even on.
Well, I personally looked at who was in it, and I went, it can't be that bad.
Okay.
And it wasn't.
So, all right, more updated. Critics gave it a 68%. Audience gave it a 37.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I watched, over the weekend, I watched the Beastie Boys show.
Oh.
Which was the documentary that was supposed to be in theaters and then on Apple TV Plus. Is that what it's called? I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, Apple Plus.
So that got a 95 from critics, 91 from the audience. My only problem with it is that if you've read the book, you know all the stories, but it's still fun to watch them. It's them presenting clips and telling stories from the book. And they're likable. I find Adam and Mike likable.
So. Did you watch it on Apple Plus?
I did. I signed up just so I can cancel it in 2 days. Don't let me forget, everybody. I got to make sure I canceled it. And I'm looking on there, on their, you know, whatever they have. You know, they got that morning show with Aniston and Steve Carell, which yeah. I don't want to watch that. And they have
is
all these
that,
other
is that
shows.
Thing bombing, by the way?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. They have all these other shows. There's a show with Khal Drogo. What's his name for real, Brandon? Do you know from
Drogo from Rocky?
Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I don't remember. Jason Momoa? Is that what it is?
Yes, Momoa.
Not to be confused with Mike Mamula. Oh, nice fart, Brandon. So he's in a show. I'm like, oh, wow, this must be good. I've never heard of any of their shows, which makes me feel like no one's watching them or they just suck and no one's talking about them. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Okay, they made the biggest to-do out of the Jennifer Aniston like morning show.
Yeah.
It's like a morning TV show, like Good Morning America. In fact, she even took over the anchor desk at one of the, I think it was Good Morning America.
It wasn't publicity or anything.
She did a great job.
Now, see, that has a 60% from critics, 93% from the audience.
I've not heard one person speak of it. Somebody must be watching.
Is there any show on Apple TV Plus that is worth keeping?
That reminds me, I was in your Hulu account this morning.
Oh, fun.
And I started watching.
I feel violated all of a sudden. I don't know why.
I started watching Big Time Adolescence, the Pete Davidson movie.
Yeah, I'm about a half hour into
it. He's Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He's just Pete Davidson all the time, isn't he? Is he ever not Pete Davidson?
He's a more likable version of Pete Davidson.
I thought he was kind of an asshole myself.
Exactly. But he doesn't.
Maybe
that
is more likable.
But he doesn't have the money that real Pete Davidson has in the movie, at least where I was at.
I guess. You know, honestly, I couldn't quite bring myself to say I hated Pete Davidson until I read this long story about him back in the day being a complete asshole to an underling at Opie and Anthony's show. And I thought, wait, this is the triggered guy? This is the guy who, you know.
Now that you're in my Hulu, will you please watch Rami, the show that won Best Comedy for the Golden Globes?
Rami?
The one that everyone's like, who is this dude? Rami Youssef won.
Is that a show?
Yeah. It's a half-hour series show. I think there's like 10 episodes. But I was surprised
What's
at
it
how
about?
Good it was. He's a Muslim growing up in New York, but his family's super religious, and he's not. And he just wants chicks and pussy. And it's that battle within his own head.
It sounds like his wiener's winning.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but he's this millennial American Muslim, which sounds kind of dumb and not very entertaining, especially if you don't care. But
I
thought
it
was
an interesting storyline.
I think it's
doesn't
really
mean it suck, but
I thought it was really funny.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's definitely worth
it. Check it out soon. How far in are we?
135, I think.
What? No way. 135. We started at 4:13. That's impossible.
He didn't vampire enough time.
Oh my God.
There's another new show on Netflix. If anyone's seen it, I would love to get an opinion. It's called Middle Ditch and Schwartz, and it's Thomas Middle Ditch, who was the main star of Silicon Valley. He was the nerd guy.
Yeah.
What? What do you know?
Middleditch, I don't know if I like him.
So it's him, and it's Ben Schwartz, who has been in mainly, I think, Parks and Rec's his big thing. And it's just those two doing improv, which sounds kind of, I don't know, boring. I got to tell you, about halfway in the first one, I was in tears watching them play all the characters. I'd love to get other opinions if people thought it was dumb.
You know, I just heard about that dude talking about, you know, how he needs to nail all these chicks, and his wife is totally cool with him nailing other chicks because he's got such a high sex drive. And
he's a swinger. But honestly, watch it, Brandon. I'd love to get your opinion, other people's opinion about it, because I thought it was really fucking funny.
He just really came off in that interview like he was a dick.
Oh, he might be a dick, but he was funny on stage.
Well, he was good on Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I started watching The Apostle. I didn't get through it, but I want to watch the rest of it. Robert Duvall is so good in that. He's so fucking good. He's so credible as an evangelist or an apostle, whatever you want to call him. God, he's good. And because I've seen so many of those people lately between Ken Coleman and all these other jackasses.
Kenneth Copeland.
I mean, it just they all look like charlatans to me. I can't get over it. In fact, Tony Spell was preaching to a large group in his church again with an ankle monitor on.
Yep. And he was kind of taunting everybody.
No more preaching for you. You can't be responsible. You can't do the right thing, then no more audience for you. Can't we take him away? Can he be taken away?
He was taken away.
He's following his ankle monitor, by the way. Somebody. Yeah,
good point.
Is Homer Simpson on that?
Good point.
I mean, don't you wonder when people do crazy shit with their ankle monitors? It's like, well, isn't somebody. Nobody knows about this.
It seems like ankle monitors really don't do much.
They seem, I'd say, the equivalent to a restraining order.
Yeah.
It's almost like you could put a piece of paper around their ankle and it would have the same effect.
Well, there's so many videos online of people sliding them off. Just leaving them at home while they go do whatever they want to do.
And then they have an excuse. My ankle monitor was home, so I was home.
Have you heard the new Kenneth Copeland? Brandon had it in his prep today.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
You like my pretty suit? You should. You bought it.
Oh, that's
well,
so
which
funny.
Is more important?
What an asshole.
I know he's such.
The one that wore the suit or the one that paid for it?
Oh, he's so creepy looking.
I know you are.
What's his answer?
Praise
that?
God.
You like what those you see? Of you, huh?
Those of you CX team members.
What? What's that?
That got involved with the new interior. On the Gulfstream 5.
Oh, how nice.
They're doing the extended test flight on it today.
What does this have to do with God?
It will be in Fort Worth tomorrow.
He's getting to it.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
And you know what they said?
What'd they say? What'd they say,
Now, God? This man works on Gulfstreams. All the time. He puts interiors in Gulfstreams all the time.
What's he doing up there?
He told Dwayne.
This can be very relatable.
He said, Dwayne.
Dwayne.
He said, this. He said, I think this is probably the finest G5 in the world.
I've never even been up there.
The things that you, who? You, no, partners.
What? Is he drunk?
Did. On this airplane.
Partners, he means people that gave
money.
What's
he doing up there?
Finest in the world. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I like the way he quietly said, Hallelujah. What an asshole. Ugh. Oh, my God.
He probably says that. That's probably what it sounds when he comes.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Hallelujah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Hallelujah.
That you've decked out your Gulfstream and spent even more money on it than you raised, which was, what, $70 million or something he had to raise? Yes. And he actually went to somebody and said, I need a new Gulfstream.
It worked.
No,
he made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
God loves
he's
a sale.
He's got three fucking private jets, and he gave one away.
What's he doing up there?
By the way, he does not, you know, he claimed that, I've got to fly on these missions. How can I reach people? No, he flies to his vacation spot like 140 times a year.
I'm sure the congregation would rather pay for a Zoom subscription so he can evangelize to these people.
Why are people sucked in by this fake shit?
I don't know.
This guy is
the worst.
It must
be a lot less than we realize.
He has, his net worth is like $700 million.
But some of that's because, you know, he's got natural gas deposits where his house is and where the church is.
How do you get those?
It's a great question.
I have a lot of natural gas on our property.
I don't know. I don't know. Hey, do you want to hear a fun story about people?
Didn't know that, did you, babe?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
The gas didn't pay for his jet, though. He got his audience to pay for that.
Hallelujah.
So there's 30 British people that are stuck in Panama. And you want to know why they're stuck?
I don't know.
They went there to take part in Tribal Gathering, a festival in Panama billed as an amazing indigenous music journey through time and space. To which me sounds like
I'm so sorry.
Cultural appropriation. So they're stuck in Panama. The organizer said it was paradise on earth where they're at. It's not turning out to be that way so much anymore. The festival's
I don't think I would have bought that. I don't think I would have bought into that it was paradise on earth.
Well, I don't know when they got there. That's the one thing I can't figure out. They're really mad. You'll find out at their own embassy. They were put in lockdown mid-March when Panama declared a national emergency.
Oh, so they got a room at the embassy like, what's his name?
Assange?
Yeah.
So a lot of the attendees missed their flights home before it was just closed off. Some managed to actually get away from the site and catch later flights. This guy who's there, he's been volunteering at the kitchens of the festival, which sounds just gross. He said, we were in limbo for about a week. Initially, the embassy offered buses to Panama City.
The guy
City.
I know.
God, doesn't that sound fun, Drew? A bus with people to Panama City? But they only had, he says, but we only had 12 hours to decide. It's like, how much time do you need to decide if you're going to go home or if you're going to stay at this festival? We also had no guarantee of being able to get a flight. In the end, some of those people that got their flights got canceled because they were stuck in the airport queue.
Ah!
He said people were not so keen to leave the site, the campsite, without knowing what would happen to them next. At the time, the beach was the safer option for us, and we were never offered those buses again.
And I heard before the festival, it almost didn't happen, and then he had to really step up to the plate.
If you will go down and suck Cunningham's dick, who's the head of customs, you will save this festival.
Doesn't spending the night on the beach sound kind of fun?
Well, weren't they going to let the people stay on the beach at the fire festival? And
exactly.
They all got chewed up.
And what was the big problem with the fire festival and staying on the beach?
It was really hot, and there were a lot of bugs.
And then what happened? The rains came.
Yeah, the rain.
The festival organizers were great. They were delivering food and providing us with big tents to shelter in. There was also running water. But then the weather changed. It was raining nonstop for a few days. There was no sewage system.
Yeah, boy.
And disgusting water was pouring everywhere. Not only that, a few people have mental health issues, and they really started struggling. If you have that...
Why
think of a problem with mental health? Why are you...
Yeah, what are you doing there?
And what's the name of this stupid event? What are you doing at Tribal Gathering in the middle of Panama?
Oh, for crying out loud.
He said the group made repeated efforts to speak to the embassy. They just kept giving us the same options every time, saying, hold tight, or giving us expensive hotel options in Panama City with no means of getting there. There were also no options to fly home.
So what are they going to do now?
They're stuck there. So this one girl, she was part of the production crew for the festival. She was one who got on the buses sent by the embassy back on the 20th of March.
Mm-hmm.
She's now staying in an Airbnb in Panama City once again. Sounds lovely. And is quickly running out of money. The embassy had written to the production manager, said they'd send buses to collect the British nationals to go to Panama City, and this would be their last chance to get to Panama. Yeah, that's what the other guy was saying, but he didn't decide quick enough. She was worried too. They said they could get him to New York City, but they couldn't guarantee they'd get him home to the UK, which I'm sitting there going,
I'd rather be in New York City, maybe
than Panama City.
You're going to find a way home eventually, right?
I think there's a lot more resources in New York City
yes.
than the capital of Panama.
I would think so.
2 days later, the British government announced there'd be a scheme to help repatriate Britain stranded abroad and suggested citizens should get on any available commercial flight without delay. For those left in Panama, flights out became quickly fully booked. They were canceled, or they were just too expensive.
So that mean they're stuck there forever?
If you're that limited of resources, why are you going to this festival?
Well, and also, if it's too expensive, then it's going to seem more expensive as you go through more of your funds.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're
sit there
exactly.
and wait until it costs less and less and less.
So they actually, the embassy's a joke, is the first guy. There was a glorified liftoff site, and that was it. There's been no help with food, accommodation, nothing. Well, you got the beach. We're told.
Is there anyone who counts on themselves for
never,
these things?
No.
Anyone?
Well, maybe the people that got on the first bus and didn't have to need 12 hours to decide. Now we are being offered lifts back home on flights put on by other European countries. So other countries are stepping to the plate. But what do you think his problem is with that? So they can fly to Germany or Amsterdam.
Getting home from there.
Then how do I get home from there? I've lost three flights already. I'm not in a financial position to keep booking them.
Can we hire someone to hold their hand?
We're facing months here. The Foreign Office,
then
by the way.
Then get to Germany. At least you're closer.
The UK said, we've brought 85 people back. We're in regular contact with members of the group remaining at Tribal Gathering. We provided detail of available accommodation and offered safe passage letters to assist in moving there. So, I don't know. This
Can you
guy,
read,
he's very resourceful in getting his whining out to the world, but yeah. not so resourceful about getting home.
I'm very curious to hear
Tribal
what
gathering.
Pulled people into this event. Can you read the, is there like a...
The
promo package it describes it?
I can look online. All I know is Tribal Gathering, a festival in Panama, build this amazing indigenous musical journey through time and space.
I mean, that sounds... I can't imagine anyone who is this, you know, helpless would feel, oh my God, I've got to go to that. I mean, if the slightest wrench happens, I'll be fucked. But I've got to go to that festival.
It sounds like they just... wanted to go halfway around the world to Burning Man. It sounds very Burning Man-ish. Let's see if I can find... Oh, here's their website, tribalgathering.com. I'm sure none of these people do drugs, by the way, just guessing from the some of the descriptions.
Probably.
It started on February 29th, so I guess for their defense, wasn't that big a deal, February 29th? I mean, Brandon, you were still ready to go on a cruise then.
It's true.
Wow. Wait a sec. Looking at these pictures, maybe this is like the Fire Festival. I'm ready to go, Drew. This looks great. Look at this picture.
Let me see.
The north coast of Panama has raw, unexplored quality. Well, I'm out. I don't want to go anywhere, any place that has raw, unexplored quality.
I tell you, it looks way out in the boonies,
large,
doesn't it?
Yeah, large swaths of exotic jungle sweep down to the coast.
There's not a building in sight.
No. Oh, look at these people. I don't know. They look like they're having a great time.
I would so have taken the first bus. It's not even close.
Wait, according to their website, getting here is relatively simple. It's approximately a three-hour drive from Tocumen International Airport.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, my God.
You would be miserable.
Well, why can't they get a bus out of there? Why is it? I mean, I can imagine. I don't know why a bus would even go there. Because there's probably, how many people are left there? 20, did you say?
It's 30, about 30 people.
30? Yeah, I would definitely overcharge them for the bus ride.
Oh, so the entertainment is put on by indigenous people. So
yeah,
you can
I'm so sad I missed this.
Let's see. Let me click on shows. Let's see who's on the global stage. That's the big stage.
I want to see. Is there a picture of the 20 people? I want to see what people that were so desperate to go to an indigenous festival look like.
Yeah, let's see. Global stage, 16 days of refining.
It's kind of like when somebody cuts you off in traffic. I want to pull up and see this asshole.
The top billed band is The Beachers from Panama. Then a band from Colombia.
I guarantee you they suck.
And a band from Colombia.
They suck.
Spain.
They suck.
Brazil, Peru, Finland.
They can't find local bands.
Yeah, the lead top band's from Panama.
I know, but they got to... This event sounds way too expensive to bring in all these bands, and don't they have to put them up and everything?
Sounds awful. Well, I mean, these bands, they must not mind staying in... You know, that sweet tent on the beach.
Well, I guess if everybody's in for the cause, whatever it is.
I want to see if there's anything on YouTube. Oh, there's a holistic beach there too, Drew.
Cool. Holistic beach.
Here's info.
Wait, what's the difference between a holistic beach and a regular beach?
I don't know. It probably costs more. Oh, look, here you can glamp. There's the glamorous camping. Hey, that tent, that looks nice, huh?
Oh, you glamp? Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see what glamping looks like. I don't see a TV in there.
I don't see any plugs. Oh, wait, I take it back. It has electricity, fan, lamp, rug, cushion, two chairs with a lockable wooden chest.
You know, at the...
That's not too bad.
At the Fire Festival, they didn't have outlets in the tents, did they? Wasn't that a big... Still, like,
they didn't have anything. They didn't have anything.
Right, but, I mean, people need their phones charged. That's a pretty huge problem.
Now, if you don't want to dole out all that money, you could just get... They offer two type of hammocks and tarps for extra protection if you just want to stay in a hammock.
I'm stunned that this event could come off and that people would actually go.
Here's what you do. You go in your backyard. You lay face down and stick your ding-dong through your hammock. You call your wife out and you say, hey, I think there's something interesting under this hammock. Dot, dot, dot.
I gotta say, the...
I wish I could see the group.
Minimal amount of pictures they have. All I can think about is some people need a shower.
Is there... Again, they've been there. Is there... Did you happen to come across a price to go to this?
No. That's interesting. Well, here's info. Shuttles, travel, children. There's a special thing for children.
God. I'd subject their kids to that misery.
Yeah, you know what? They don't have a price on here. It looks like a great time.
I'm sure it is.
Tribal gather
next year.
Sorry, those people are stuck because of coronavirus.
Did you guys see anybody see 48 Hours last Saturday night?
Negative.
Nope.
You know, the story reminded me of so many stories. I knew it was going to happen right away. There was this Nicaraguan student at University of Binghamton, maybe? It's in New York.
Yeah,
and
they had a basketball murder involvement, didn't they?
Did they? I don't remember that.
I thought there was something with the...
This was a student who was in, I think she's taking an extra year of college for nursing, and she was really pretty.
Haley Anderson.
And she had this boyfriend, and they split up, and she had this new boyfriend, this guy from Nicaragua, who has dual citizenship. And she was kind of going back and forth, and these guys, I was a little getting kind of pissed at her for, it seemed like she was making their worlds very, I could see these guys getting really bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually she got rid of the Nicaraguan dual citizen guy, and then four tires of her car were slashed shortly after that. It's like, I think he did it. And she thought he did it and all that. But she never pressed charges or anything. She didn't. I don't think she called the cops. It was just, you know, like, oh, whatever. She moved on with the new guy. It was the old guy, actually. Then one night she's drinking at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and she goes to Nicaragua guy Orlando's house. It's like, wait a second. I thought you were done with this guy.
Nicaragua guy.
I thought you were done with Orlando.
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
She wasn't. So she went in, and Orlando ends up strangling her to death.
Well, that took a turn.
In the bed, yeah.
I mean, it's 48 hours.
I suspect she
Why was she going over there?
I don't. That's what I was kind of wondering. It's like, well, if she's going over there, I figure she's going over to put out.
Was there no text or anything?
They didn't share that if there was. But I think she obviously rejected him.
I thought she was way too good for that dude.
Oh, yeah, she was. No, she's way too hot for him. She's too hot for both of those guys.
What's her name again, Brandon? Haley
Anderson? Her name is Haley Anderson. His name is Orlando Takero.
The Nicaraguan guy.
Yeah. So the Nicaraguan guy strangles her. Then he decides, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. I got to commit suicide.
What?
And he uses a tie to fashion a noose in his basement. And it doesn't work. And he falls and he cuts his head open.
Fake.
So then he wraps his head with a bandage, and it's crazy. He gets his luggage and he heads for the airport and he flies to Nicaragua.
I mean, come on, he just fell and hit his head. He wasn't in his right mind. He had to go home to mom.
See ya.
So Nicaragua, of course, won't send him back. I love how these people that murder people just get on planes to their country of origin so quickly. It's just amazing, isn't it?
That's smart. I'm gonna go to Nicaragua and murder someone.
So he eventually...
Except I don't want to murder anybody.
I know.
That's the problem.
They fine him eventually, and the Nicaraguan authorities charge him. And everybody in New York is like, oh, boy, this could be really half-ass. and they all go to testify.
They charge him for murder
femicide, they call it, for killing his girlfriend. Femicide.
But it happened here.
Yeah, it happened here. They charge him in Nicaragua.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm saying Nicaragua's starting to make a comeback in my book.
I love
book.
You, Nicaragua.
Maybe that's why they don't want to extradite. Like, look, we got this.
We'll nail this fucking guy.
We'll take care of him.
But that femicide thing, and the New York DA said, you know, that's something we need to charge, be able to charge people with here.
Yeah.
Because there's so many boyfriends, exes, etc., who do use their strength to kill
How do they define an ex?
I don't know how they define femicide, to be honest.
I mean, I'm just curious, is that like a one-night stand, or what if you date someone for a week?
I don't know.
That's
really
interesting.
Don't. But they put up the case, and his attorney said that, what did he say? Oh, that he was temporarily insane, and they produced somebody who said, he's really drunk, and he doesn't remember anything. He just blacked out.
Okay. Wow,
crazy.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot.
Look at that picture of her. Let me see. She's gorgeous. Nursing student.
Yeah, they had tons of beautiful pictures of her in 48 hours, and she was a knockout. So, anyway, the judge, usually they figure it takes a day. The judge takes 90 minutes, comes back, guilty.
Really?
30 years, asshole.
30 years?
I know. That's
good job running back to Nicaragua. He would have gotten 10 here, but out in 8.
He would have gotten less here. And now his attorney is complaining that he would have gotten less in America.
Well, why'd he leave?
Yeah, so then why didn't you send him back to America, dick?
That's funny.
We have to put on multiple trials for this murderer.
Was her family cool with the outcome?
Yeah, her family was fine. Yeah. They were really nice people. And it was strange. This guy seemed remorseless, absolutely remorseless. And the DA, you know,
who certainly deserved it,
learned a ton about this guy, said he was absolutely a sociopath because his friends couldn't believe it. No one could believe it. Orlando's so nice. Yeah, until he strangles you to death. DA said, no, he's a sociopath, and I took him at his word, he believed that he would do something horrible if he got out.
Wow.
And he attempted suicide in Nicaragua, too. He's not very good at committing suicide. He's great at murdering, but not so good at suicide. That's the problem.
Well, it's hard to do it from a different perspective.
If he was as good at suicide as he's at murder, then we wouldn't have to worry about him anymore.
God, nothing says guilty like a suicide attempt, right?
I know. I love these people that take a gun to someone else's house to commit suicide, and I accidentally killed them. Oh, my God. Doesn't that suck? The bullet went through my head right through their head. No, it didn't. It didn't even go through your head. What are you talking about? Like Dr. Gene Harris and the diet Dr. Tarnauer.
Yeah.
I was going to kill myself and I killed him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait, he also left a note apologizing?
Yeah, he apologized to his father, who's dead.
What, his father?
Said he would see him soon, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was apologizing.
He thinks he's going to heaven after he strangles this girl to death.
Oh, what? That's awesome. Good.
Yeah, no, the note was so, it was so obvious he did. And I guess if I was him, I would have flown to Nicaragua, too. That was a good call.
Well, yeah,
at the time,
yeah, it didn't turn out to be such a good call.
It didn't work out too well.
So when he's done, he still faces murder charges here. I hope he forgets and shows up.
I know. It's exactly what I thought.
Wanders around Binghamton, New York.
Please come back to the U.S.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
He'll probably be 40 when he gets out, or 40. If he serves the whole sentence, he'd be 40. No, he'd be 52.
Wow. Well, good. Come on back. Can they trick him to come back? Like, tell me you want a free boat?
Yeah, they should. They should get some chick that looks like Haley and say, oh, my God, you are so hot.
I'm still alive. You didn't kill me.
All right, get us out of here.
Okay. We didn't even get to Taylor Swift.
Very mad. She's crying.
It's very lecturing again.
What, does she not understand there's this thing called business that goes on?
Did you know most of those songs have been released already? She's mad that Scooter Braun's releasing a live album version.
From 2008?
Yeah, and a lot of it apparently has been released. Like, Target released an album of hers, and the special Target version had some of these tracks on there, like a bonus to her. Hey, come buy the album at Target.
No one has to buy it. I mean, if it's such a piece of shit, then she doesn't have to worry because no one will buy it. She's just drawing more attention to it.
But it's okay for Target to have these songs, and they're selling it for their own financial gain, but not the people that actually bought the songs.
She has so gone down the wrong path with this story. Why she continues to do it, I think, is just so her fans believe her, which they will, because they're a cult.
Yeah.
What does she have? She's got like 140 million followers.
Oh, nuts.
It's totally nuts.
Oh, there's a new Mickey Mantle story. I can do it really quick. Apparently, the floodgates are open on Mickey Mantle stories now.
Yeah.
And apparently, he was getting it on with Angie Dickinson once.
Yeah.
And she threw up on her.
Oh, I bet there's got to be at least 10 stories like that. He was a prolific. He was as prolific a drinker as he was a baseball player. He really was. I mean, he was a Hall of Fame drinker. Absolutely.
That's funny.
And I know he'd agree with me.
And then that same girl that wrote the other article about him had this run-in with Paul Newman, and he treated her like shit. She's like, I'm going to write about it. And she did, and it was in Newsweek. And he called up Newsweek, and he said, I'm canceling my subscription to Newsweek, and I'm subscribing instead to Screw Magazine.
What?
Paul Newman. And then he hung up the phone. So Paul Newman at one time had a subscription to Screw Magazine.
Cool. Al Goldstein. Good stuff in there.
Exactly.
Chuck Berry.
Oh, God. Look at me, Mom. Look at me, Mom.
Get it, Daddy.
I feel like I could go all fucking night.
But you only pay for an hour, baby.
Oh, right. No, but if I had paid for more than I could.